You knew the risks when you decided to drive drunk. There could be a crash. People could get hurt or killed. But that didn't stop you, did it? You knew you could get arrested. You could incur huge legal expenses, and you could possibly even lose your job. You were well aware of the consequences of driving drunk. But one thing's for sure. You were wrong when you said it was no big deal. Drive sober or get pulled over. This message brought to you by NHTSA.
You work hard and you play hard. And let's face it, sometimes it hurts. That's why people around the world depend on Tiger Balm. Tiger Balm goes right to your aches and pains. Made from a blend of herbal ingredients, Tiger Balm is the nation's number one selling pain-relieving ointment. Rub it in and it works. Available in ultra strength and a convenient hydrogel patch. So whatever your age or lifestyle, roar back with Tiger Balm. It works where it hurts. Available at stores everywhere.
It's time for the Bombers post-game show. Let's take you back to the stadium with the voice of Mountain Home Bomber football, Brad Haworth.
Goblins win it by a score of 56-7 tonight. Let's get our Dirty Jersey Award. Pete's Cleaners presents this, located at 352 East 9th Street in Mountain Home. Pete's Cleaners offers dry cleaning, pressing, and minor alterations, and they can get your dirty jerseys clean, too. Bob, we're going with a young man that started both ways. He didn't come out of the game much at all tonight, and that is Brock Boget.
Yes, he did a real good job on the defensive side of the football and the offensive side when he had a chance or got the call to run the ball. He did a good job doing that also. So totally agree with that, Brad.
We'll take one more break, come back, give you the drive of the game, and wrap things up in just a moment. Harrison wins it 56-7. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
The Bombers post-game show will continue in just a moment on Classic Hits 101.7.
North Arkansas Electric Cooperative members have 24/7 access to their account through the member account portal at naeci.com. After logging in, you can view your bill, make a payment, and see your daily usage. In addition to the portal at naeci.com, you always can stop by the co-op's office or call 870-425-2141. At NAEC, membership has advantages.
North Arkansas Electric Cooperative, a Touchstone Energy Cooperative.
Conifex is proud to support Arkansas high school football because teamwork is the only path to excellence, both on the field and in our plants. With operations in El Dorado and Glenwood, Conifex is proud to employ more than 250 of the best people in Arkansas. If you're interested in joining our Conifex team or want to learn more, visit Conifex.com for more information. To our players tonight, good luck, play hard, and stay safe.
You knew the risks when you decided to drive drunk. There could be a crash. People could get hurt or killed. But that didn't stop you, did it? You knew you could get arrested. You could incur huge legal expenses, and you could possibly even lose your job. You were well aware of the consequences of driving drunk. But one thing's for sure. You were wrong when you said it was no big deal. Drive sober or get pulled over. This message brought to you by NHTSA.
You work hard and you play hard. And let's face it, sometimes it hurts. That's why people around the world depend on Tiger Balm. Tiger Balm goes right to your aches and pains. Made from a blend of herbal ingredients, Tiger Balm is the nation's number one selling pain-relieving ointment. Rub it in and it works. Available in ultra strength and a convenient hydrogel patch. So whatever your age or lifestyle, roar back with Tiger Balm. It works where it hurts. Available at stores everywhere.
Now back to the Bombers post-game show on Classic Hits 101.7.
56-7, our final score. Harrison beats Mountain Home, and Sonny Elliott from the Baxter Bulletin texted me, and he said he was looking back through the records, and this ties the record for the largest margin of victory in this series. Harrison beat Mountain Home 49-0 back in 1974, and they win by 49 points here this evening. Not the most points ever scored by Harrison against Mountain Home. It's been a few years ago when the Goblins put 61 on the board against Mountain Home. Goblins win at 56-7. Our drive of the game brought to you by Strider Consulting for all your surveying and engineering needs. Contact Strider Consulting Engineering for the future. Pretty easy to pick the drive of the game. That last one for the Bombers tonight, it was a nice one, Bob. 16 plays, 74 yards.
The kind of drive that we talked about that they needed earlier in the game. But, you know, when you come up against a good defensive team, which Harrison was, you know, you have to make plays. You have to be consistent. And we weren't consistent all night long offensively and had some negative plays and just couldn't keep it away from them.
We talked about before that last drive started, boy, it'd be nice to get some points on the board here. Yes. And try to get something to build on to go into next week, and that's what they were able to do.
Well, we got the score. I'm not sure this is a game you ever go back and review on tape. It's one of those where you just say, okay, let's forget about that and let's go on to next week. Home opener, let's get excited about playing at home for once and concentrate on what we can do and get better every week. You know, that most times you don't have to show them what happened. They realize what happened. Right. And let's try to get better than that and have a good game next week.
56-7, the final score. The Goblins improved to 2-0. The Bombers fall to 0-2, and Bombers with their home opener next week as Nettleton will be in town. That is going to do it for the broadcast tonight. For Matt Sharp, our producer at the station, and for Bob Bird, I'm Brad Hall. We're saying so long from Harrison.
We'll have more of the Bombers postgame show in just a moment on Classic Hits 101.7.
ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty is celebrating over 30 years of providing dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The worth ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They will be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers!
Your first home is like this dream. The day you walk in, the sun seems to shine more brightly. The ceilings, they just seem taller. And you'll never fix that creaky floorboard because it sounds like comfort. What a hug would sound like if it made a sound. And that's when you realize you're home. Really, really home. Realize your dream with a home loan from Simmons Bank. Dreams realized. SimmonsBank.com. Member FDIC, equal housing lender, subject to credit approval.
The Bombers postgame show continues with another Classic Hits 101.7 studio report. Let's go back inside the studio with Matt Sharp.
And good evening from the studio one last time as, again, Mountain Home falls to Harrison 56-7. The Goblins came into this game ranked number 5 in Class 5A, and looks like they'll remain in the rankings as they improve to 2-0. Mountain Home drops to 0-2. Let's take a look at what else is going on tonight. First off, in the 6A East Conference, there's one team that is idle this week. That is West Memphis, who's ranked number 3 in Class 6A. Let's see. Going on tonight, the last score we saw was in the first quarter, and as Searcy was leading Sheridan 13-0. Jonesboro was up on Batesville 14-6 at halftime. Jacksonville leading Mills 14-0. That was the last score we had from the second quarter. Sylvan Hills was trailing Little Rock Catholic at the break 10-2. Pine Bluff, who's ranked 7th in the state overall, 2nd in Class 6A, is trailing Cabot in the 4th quarter, 28-14. And Marion is losing to West Memphis in the 3rd quarter, 17-14. On the local level, have not seen a score update yet in the game between Yellville Summit and Green Forest. Salem is up on Mountain View 30-0 in the 4th quarter. Melbourne was leading Midland 40-0 at halftime. That was the last score we saw there. Marshall ended up losing to Hector tonight by a score of 42-0. And the Arkansas Sports Media overall top 10 among the teams that we have not yet mentioned. Number 3, Fayetteville, is leading Owosso, Oklahoma this evening by a score of 38-10 in the 3rd quarter. Number 4, Bentonville, is up on 10th-ranked Conway right now, 21-3 in the 3rd quarter. Number 5, Greenwood, who is also ranked number 1 in Class 6A, is losing to number 6, Fort Smith Northside, 24-16 in the 4th quarter. It is number 8, Bentonville West, trailing Fort Smith Southside in the third quarter, 37-28. Number one, North Little Rock. Number two, Bryant. And number nine, Pulaski Academy are all idle this week. Bruins, by the way, also ranked number one in Class 5A. Among the 6A, the Class 6A top five schools that we have not yet mentioned, number four, Benton is leading at number Arkadelphia 35-10. That was the last score we saw at halftime. Badgers actually ranked number four in Class 4A as well, so that was a big matchup there. Number five, El Dorado was leading Camden Fairview 20-0 at halftime. That was the last score we saw there. Among the Class 5A top five teams that we have not yet mentioned, there is one that is another one other than PA that is idle, and that is number four, Little Rock McClellan. Number two, Little Rock Christian is up on Valonia by a score of 43-0. That was actually the last score we saw from the second quarter. And and number three, Texarkana was up on Liberty Iolu 7-0. That was the last score we saw at halftime. In the among the Class 4A top five teams that we have not yet mentioned, number one, Warren is idle this week. Number two, Joe T. Robinson defeated Rogers tonight by a score of 35-14. It was number three, Nashville, playing at Hope this evening, and it is what last score we saw. The Scrappers were up 49-0 at halftime. And number five, Rivercrest, playing at Paragould this evening, and have not seen a score update on that one as of yet this evening. Moving to the Class 3A top five, number one, Boonville is at Ozark this evening. Let's see if we find a score on that one. Fourth quarter, it is Boonville up 28-14. Number two, Clinton was leading Heber Springs 18-14 at halftime as the Little Red River rivalry. Number three, Prescott was up on Mena 42-14 in the third quarter. And number five, Charleston is leading Dardanelle, that is, 21-13 in the third quarter. Fourth-ranked McGee is idle this week. One final score already from Monday night in the Class 2A top five as number one, Foreman, lost to Smackover 45-24. Another team in the 2A top five will play Smackover tomorrow night. That will be Junction City. And number five, Conway Christian was up on Spring Hill 41-0. That was the last score we saw at halftime. Second-ranked Mount Ida and number four, Hazen, are both idle this week. That is a look at what else has been going on in the state and the area, and that is going to wrap up tonight's broadcast. Again, want to thank you all for joining us this evening. For Brad Hallworth, Bob Bird at the stadium, and everyone here at Classic Hits 101.7. I'm Matt Sharp from the studio, reminding you our final score tonight from FS Garrison Stadium, the Harrison Goblins 56 and the Mountain Home Bombers 7. Good night, everyone.
You've been listening to the Bombers Post Game Show on Classic Hits 101.7. Mountain Home Bomber Football has been brought to you by Arkansas State University Mountain Home, Arvest Bank, Dewey and Sons Plumbing, Harold Tucker Auto Parts, Integrity First Bank, Knox Orthopedics, North Arkansas Electric Cooperative, Professional Travel Services, and the Salvation Army. Join us again next time the Bombers take the field for more Mountain Home Bomber football on Classic Hits 101.7.